University Zaria continues from Ayat 60 in Surat An-Naml. Ustaz Abdul Mumin Yakubu will be reciting the Holy Quran while Professor Abdullah Alukini will conduct the tafsir.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
آمين
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره ومقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين قل الحمد لله والسلام على عبادي الذين اصطفى الله خير أما تشركون أمن خلق السماوات والأرض وأنزل لكم من السماء ماء فأنبتنا به حدائق ذات بهجة ما كان لكم أن تنبتوا شجرها أإله مع الله بل هم قوم يعدلون الله تبارك وتعالى in the next five verses he is telling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم that he should stand up and preach like a khatib, like a preacher that is preaching to the whole universe. For them to know that there is none but Allah that is worthy of worship. And each of these verses in themselves are a book. You can write a whole book from it. But the negligence of people does not allow us to know the importance of these things. The first thing Allah told the Prophet, like we said, is for the Prophet to start by going to the beginning of everything. Qul alhamdulillah. Say, all praise is due to Allah. Wasalamun and peace. Allah ibadihi allazina istafa. Be on his servant that Allah has chosen. Allah khairun. Is it Allah that is better? Amma tushrikun, or what you associate with Allah as partner. Here, if this alhamdu, if you take the lam tarib inside it and you take it away, what remains is ahmadu. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he is the only one as the first creation before Allah that created. And when he created him, he was worshipping Allah, praising Allah, praising Allah. And when the other prophets were finally created, they came to meet that the Prophet ﷺ was praising Allah. So his name, Ahmad, he derived it from this. He is the most praising of all those that have ever praised Allah. And he is the most praised of all those that have been praised among the creations of Allah, Ahmad. So he is the only one that Allah has said, Qul alhamdulillah. In the Quran as a whole, you will not find anywhere that Allah said Kulu Alhamdulillah. All of you say Alhamdulillah. It's only the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that was asked, was said to Kul Alhamdulillah. Then Allah also taught him that when you say this, say Wassalamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. The chosen servants of Allah, ask Allah to grant them peace. Here, the Prophet is standing before his creation and talking to his creation. When you stand before Allah, your behavior is different. When you stand before the creation, your behavior is different. When you stand before Allah, you should not see anything at all except Allah. Like when we come to Salah, what we say first is just Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest, and that is all. But by the time you finish your Salah, then you come back to the world, then you are asked to see the choicest servants of Allah. That is why you say, Atahiyatu lillah, Azakiyatu lillah, At-tayyibatu salawatu lillah, As-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu, wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuhu, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi salihin. Here is at the end that you mention this. But when you are going to preach and you are standing before the creations of Allah, you first of all call Allah and allow the creations to know that you are not something new. You are building on what is before you. Who are those that made the building that you are now standing on? وَسَلَامٌ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. It is the servants of Allah that he has chosen. Here, some Sahaba said, إِبَادِهِ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَىٰ. These are the prophets. They are correct. They did not see themselves at that stage. Some pious servant says, no, they are the prophets and they are also the Sahabas, the companion of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They too, they are correct. The prophet, our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said, Wassalamu ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, he is saying it mutlakan. Even though we have seen here that Anabi Musa, Dawood, Anabi Suleiman, and Anabi Salih, Anabi Lut were mentioned to show that they had prepared the ground for our speech of knowledge, community service, and self-development. But here, other ulama, like Ibn Juzay al-Kalbi, he is very emphatic that when you say, Wassalamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa, this is all servants of Allah that are pious, that have assisted Islam, that made it easy for us to get to this stage. Because when we see every day, the process of getting to Allah is being made easy for us. At the time of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Quran was not written into a whole book. It was at the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr that he made it to be compiled. But there was no the dots were not on it, the voice were not on it. It was later on that Sayyidina Ali was made to get somebody to do this. And then vowels were later introduced. You can imagine today if the Quran is there without vowels, without dots. You can't differentiate between ba and ta and noon and ya. You can't differentiate between kaf and fa and waw. How are we going to find it easy to recite the Quran? After this, we also find out that the Quran recitation, they are varied. We are reciting Warsh. There is Hafs, there is Kalun, there is Ibn Amir, there is Kumbul. All these are by ulama. All these ulama, they participated in making things easy after the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then we have the Mazahib. We have the Mazahib of Imam Malik. We have that of Ahmad bin Hanbal. We have that of Abin Uman, Abu Hanifa. We have that of Ibn Idris al-Shafi'i. We have that of Dawud al-Zahiri. All these mazahib, what they set out to do is to make this easy. They did not bring anything new, but they wanted to make this easy for those coming. Because as a human being, you acknowledge those that were before you. Even when we write thesis in the university, you have to acknowledge those that assisted you in getting that, putting those thesis together. Then you have to pray for those that are coming after you. And because your work is to make things easy for those coming after you. Again, we find out that after the Quran, after the Madahib, people like Buhari, Muslim, Abi Dawud, Tirmidhi, Nasa'i, Bayhaqi, all of them, they came. And they came to now arrange the statements of the Prophet, telling us which of the statements of the Prophet are healthy ones that we can work with and we are emphatic about. Those ones that are not very authentic, but we cannot claim that they can be thrown away. And those ones that are fabrication, they came, they classified this. It's all this work that these people did that we are now, that make this easier for those that came behind them. And then when it came to the issue of Tawheed, what are those attributes that can be attributed to Allah and how do we understand them? Then we have people like Maturidi, people like Ash'ari, they came on the scene to put their own effort to educate the whole mankind. Attributes of Allah, how should they be understood? Like here, we are on the mazhab of Imam Malik, we are following the Tawheed of Al-Ash'ari, we are reciting Warsh. All these are ulama, these servants of Allah. Anytime that you are going to make a speech, you have to pray that Allah should show peace on them because of what they did that made it easy for you today to be here. Just like today, when we go ahead and we talk of how do you get close to Allah, how do you clean your mind, you have also the ulama that came behind. People like Sheikh Abu Qadir al-Jilani, people like Hasan al-Shadri, people like Naqshbandi. Then at the end, final end, you have somebody like Sheikh Maulana Ahmad Tijani radiallahu ta'ala. That came, all that they bothered about is how do we make a human being to prefer his soul, to prefer his heart, so that he can be close to Allah. And after that, we have other awliya of Allah that came, like Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, that now went ahead and make people to recognize Sheikh Ahmad Tijani's work and make people to go ahead and follow it. Whenever you are going to preach, you praise Allah in totality and you ask Allah to show peace on all the servants of Allah that have made all these contributions. Wassalam ala ibadihi lazim astafir. Then, you know, Allah is now telling the Prophet to ask the creation. Allahu khairun amma tushirkun. Allahu khairun wa abqa. Of course, Allah is better. He is everlasting. Allah is splendorous. Allah is generous and magnificent. Then what is the first subject area that Allah is asking the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to tell mankind to pay attention to and check? Amman khalaqa as-samawati wal-arda wa anzala lakum min as-samai ma'an fa anbatna bihi hadaiqa dhata bahjatin ma kana lakum an tumbitu shajaraha a ilahun ma Allah bal hum qawmun ya'dilun. Amman khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard. Let us look. The one that created the heavens and the earth. Wa anzala lakum min as-samai ma'an, and he caused rain, water to fall from the sky unto you. Wa anbatna bihi hadaiqa dhata bahjatin, and he caused it to be used in raising up gardens that are so luxuriant and so beautiful to behold. Ma kana lakum an tumbitu shajaraha. It is not you that was able to make this flower, to make these fruits, to make all these things to sprout. Ma kana lakum an tumbitu shajaraha. You are not the ones that made all this to behold. Therefore, a ilahun ma Allah. Is there any divine force that is behind the creation of the firmament, the earth, the falling of the water, the trees to sprout? Falhum kaumu yadilun. There is no answer to this, except to say that these people, they know this, but they have decided to be unjust and look the other way and try to bring something to equate to Allah. Ta'ala Allah. There is nothing else that can be equated to Allah. In another place, Allah is asking them, وَلَا أَنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَ اللَّهِ فَأَنَّيَ يُفَكُونَ. If you are to ask them, who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Allah. Then what takes you away from Allah? Here, Allah has mentioned the creation of the firmament and the creation of the earth, and then the water falling from the heavens to the earth. You can see opposites are working. There is the heaven on top, there is the earth on the ground. And water that contains life comes from this firmament and comes down to the earth. And you yourself, you are created from a mixture of water and clay. So it will come and also give you food to feed this your body that is from water and clay. وَالَّذِي خَلَقَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ بَشَرًا وَجَعَلَهُ نَسَبًا وَصِهْرًا. He is the one, Allah, that created man from water. Then Allah was asking a very important question. مَا كَانَ لَكُمُ أَنْتُمْ بِتُو شَجَرْهَا. Look, all you did was to go and till the earth and planted your fruits and vegetables. Are you the one that made it to come out? Are you the one that brought it out? Of course, you are not the one that brought it out. Which one is an easy work? For you to till the earth and plant, or for Allah to make it to sprout, to go up, and to get sunlight and water to cause photosynthesis to take place, to create the carbohydrate, to finally make it to follow its natural course and break the fruit out as fruit. The same water, different fruits coming out. Which one is easy? Is it this one, or for you to just till the earth and plant? Of course, for you to just till the earth and plant is the easiest. That's all that you do. That's why Allah said, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَخَرُسُونَ أَأَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ لَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَاهُ حُطَامًا فَظَلْتُمْ تَفَكَّهُونَ. Don't you see as you till? Are we the one that make it to come up, or you are the one that make it to come up? All you did was just to till and plant. The water, we brought it. The germination, we caused it. For it to be growing gently, we caused it. For it to come now and have photosynthesis and have the carbohydrate, we did it. For it to bring the fruit out, we did it. Is it? Are you the one that did it? Then, who are you going to go to after this? Is there any divine force that caused this apart from Allah? Look at them. They say, oh, there is Allah. But what? La ilaha gairuhu. There is Allah. There is none but Allah.
أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْحَارًا وَجَعَلَ لَهَا رَوَاسِيَ وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has left that whole book, that if you are to translate, you need a whole book. He has come to another chapter. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا. Is he the one, this one that has made earth qararan, as an abode that is safe and stable, waja'ala khilalaha anharan, and that he has put in between the earth rivers, cause it to flow in between, waja'ala laha rawasiya, and put mountains to stabilize it as pegs all over, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَ بَحَرَيْنِ حَاجِزًا, and he has put between the two big water, the land water and the sea water, and put a barrier in between them, so that one does not mix with the other. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any divine force other than Allah that you can call that have done all this? بَلَسَرْهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Indeed, a lot of them don't have knowledge. So you have come back to knowledge. لقد أعطينا داود وسليمان علما وقالا الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده المؤمنين. We'll come back to me later. When you say Amman ja'ala al-ard qararan, Allah created this earth and make it just suitable for mankind. Huwa alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum. Allah brought us to this earth, created life and death to test us. But this earth itself was created specifically for us. Huwa alladhi khalaqa lakum ma fil ardi jami'an thumma istawa ila as-samaa'i fasawwaha huwa sab'a samaawaati wa huwa bi kulli shay'in 'aleem. Allah said He is the one that created this earth specifically and everything in it He created for us. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ. And He subjected everything in the firmament and everything on earth to us. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ هِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا. And in between it there are rivers. Look at the rivers. This river, when the water falls from the sky, it wets your ground where you plant. The remaining falls that fall on the mountain, some are stored inside the mountain. Some come down the mountain and they followed the valley that Allah has created all over the world. Anywhere that you are, you find there is a valley close to you that water is flowing through. Whenever the water that came from the sky is no more, there is water that is going as river, fresh water for you to drink. Then, there is also another water that is big, that is in the sea, that is there, where other animals and other meat that Allah has kept there for you. لا يستوي البحران هذا عذب فرات هذا عذب فرات سائغ شرابه وهذا ملح أجاج ومن كل تأكلون منه لحما طريا. Allah said there are these two big seas, the river on earth and the sea in the oceans. Said they are not different, they are not the same thing. This one has fresh water that you can drink from, this one has salty water. Yet they came to meet and they don't mix. Scientists have found out that there is a barrier that separates the fresh water from the sea water. This barrier, are you the one that put it there? If they had been mixing, you would have been having fresh water by now, because the sea water is much more than the fresh water. أَمَّنْ جَعَلَ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَجَعَلَ خِلَالَهَا أَنْهَارًا وَجَعَلَ الْحَارَ وَاسِعًا. Allah said, وَجَعَلَ الْحَارَ أَنْ تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. He puts the hills and the mountain on earth so that the earth does not shake you. From here, we now know that the world is moving. Because if something is just sitting down, stable, like a chair just staying in one place, you don't say that you want to fix it so that it doesn't shake. It's already staying. But if it is moving, then you need something to put it to make sure it doesn't shake. That Allah said He put the mountains and tamira bikum so that it does not make the earth to shake, which means the earth is moving. The scientists have now come to find out that the earth is moving at about 107,000 kilometers per hour around the sun. Look at that speed, 107,000 kilometers. Yet, are we feeling the movement? And at the same time, the world is spinning on its axis around itself at about 1675 kilometers per hour. 1,675 kilometers per hour it is spinning on its own axis. Yet, with all this spinning and all this movement, we don't feel it. Do we have an example on earth? We have. When we also have our own cars, we have our tires in the car. Look at the tire is spinning on its own axis. That is the axis. You find the tire is spinning on it. This spinning translates to a translational movement that is linear. Look at if you are moving at about 100 kilometers an hour and you come to a pothole, what will make your tire to be stable? Even as you are going on it, what will make your tire to be stable? The scientists, they have said, we don't feel the movement of the earth because the earth is moving at a constant speed. It's not exactly like that. Are we not coming through obstructions? The world is moving inside a sea of waves and wind, and we come through a lot of obstructions. Do you see when you are in the air, in the plane, and your plane is moving at so many thousands, sometimes about nearly 1,000 kilometers an hour, above the earth, about 13 kilometers, suddenly you see this, they will tell you that there is turbulence. The ship that you are on, in this case the plane, will be moving. Then what stabilizes it? The same thing, your tire. It will not be stable. You need pegs like these mountains in your tire to stabilize as it is moving at a very fast speed. That's why sometimes when your car is not stable on the road, you go to the mechanic, you just simply remove your tire and say, let me balance it for you. He will bring some weight and he will put it somewhere until they are balanced. When they put it back, you find out that your tire can move now, balanced, and you move smoothly. So, these mountains are on earth to stabilize the earth. If not, with this movement of over 100,000 kilometers an hour, with this speed of over 1,675 kilometers an hour, the world will not have been stable. And that the world is moving at a constant speed also tells us something, that there is no change at all. Is it easy for you that you are driving car, to keep your car steady at 100 kilometers an hour? It's difficult. So normally you need a system in the car to make you, they call it cruise, that you have to put on to be able to keep your speed constant at 100 kilometers an hour. In this case, the world is cruising at a constant speed. The distance for the world has to the sun is constant, from the moon is constant. The scientists, they say if it changes a little bit, the whole world will not be stable again. It will not be comfortable for man to live in. Whoever designed this must have been the one that has also designed the sun and designed the firmament and designed the earth and make all of them to be in unison. A'ilahumma Allah? Is there any divine force apart from Allah that is behind? Can there be? Bal aksarhum la ya'lamun. Go and look for knowledge. You will find out that you don't have knowledge. Let us remember, when these verses were revealed to the Prophet ﷺ and he was asked to address the world, the Prophet ﷺ said he is sent to the whole world from his time up to the end of the world. People did not understand. Some of the things that these verses are saying, the Sahaba themselves did not understand it. They did not understand that the world was moving. That's why it needed the mountains to stabilize it. But they believed. Because there were other things that the Prophet said at that time that they believed. There are also some scientific facts that we don't know today, that tomorrow we will know, that will corroborate all the things that the Prophet ﷺ is saying. So let us go and look for knowledge. Let our children study knowledge. Let them study science. Not just because of what they are eating in their stomach. Also to be able to know Allah. To be able to know what the Quran is saying, to be able to defend the statements of the Prophet that are scientifically proven from his time up to the end of the world.
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ
أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ Allah has left another chapter. Allah, first of all, talk of the whole firmament. Amman halaka samawati wal ard. Then after talking of the firmament, that is one that Allah created them, he came specifically to where we are living, our own house, which is the earth. And he told us that, let us look at the earth and study it, and see the miraculous way the earth is working for us continuously. Microbes, bacteria, sunlight, everything is working just to feed us. When we have all this and we look at all this, Allah has not left them. He has come to us ourselves. أَمَّنْ يُجِبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. Look at this one, that is the one that يُجِبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ, that answers the one in distress, إِذَا دَعَاهُ, when he calls unto him. Where Chifu Su'a, the one that lifts evil whenever there is evil that is on the ground. There are things that are bad that you are calling him to lift. The one that lifts it. Where أَرَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ, and he makes you to inherit the earth after another people have passed away. You inherit the earth. Then you say for some time, it is inherited by somebody. وَجَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any divine force that can cause all this to happen apart from Allah? قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Sit down and think. Your thinking is too few. You think too little. قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Your thinking about Allah and what Allah has done for you is so little. وَإِنْ تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you are to count the favors of Allah on you, it's so much. So here, Allah said, أَمَّنْ يُجِبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ. Al-Mutar is the one that is in distress. When you are in serious distress, that you look to the left, to the right, up, down, you cannot see any help. Nothing comes to your mind at that time except Allah. He is the one who answers you. There was a day, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he was saying, said, كُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ مِنْ دُنْيَاكُمْ سَلَاسٌ. In this your world, three things have been made to be lovable to me. Women, perfume, and the coolness of my eyes is in Salah. He put Salah as part of this world, which means it's in this world that you have to pray and get Salah, your Salah, before you get to the hereafter. Sayyidina Abu Bakr had this. Look at what the Prophet ﷺ said. There are things that can be selected for somebody in this world. Me, there are three things that Allah has made me to love in this world. He said, for me to look at the face of the Prophet ﷺ, for me to always sit by him, and for me to spend my wealth on him. These things are the things that Allah has made me to love. Then Sayyidina Umar too, he had that Sayyidina Prophet ﷺ said this, Sayyidina Abu Bakr said this. He too, he came. He said, me, Sayyidina Umar, I have been made to love, to make sure that when somebody is suffering, I take his suffering away from him. And that when somebody has crossed the limit of Allah, I cause him to suffer until I defeat him and he leaves what Allah asked him to leave. And he said, as much as possible, I love to serve Allah by looking at the face of those that Allah considers as the servants. The saintly servant of Allah, I like to be looking at them when I sit down, the ones I want to look at. To look at the saintly servants of Allah, to bring down those that are going against Allah, bring them down. And for me to make sure that the capital punishments of Allah is executed. These three things, I love them. Sayyidina Usman, he too had. And he said, the three things that Allah has made me to love is that whenever I see people, I'm always smiling. I say, Assalamu alaikum to everybody. Then let me feed people. Let me stand up at night to pray. These three things, Allah makes me to love them. Sayyidina Ali, he had. He too, he said, me, I want my sword to go against the enemy of Allah and bring him down. Allah is to be worshipped. Let the hot season come. It is dry. It is hot. That is the time I want to fast because I am worshipping Allah. Let the visitors of Allah come. Even if I have none, let the remaining things I have, wait umana ta'ama ala hubbihi. Miskina wa yatima wa asira. I will use it and give it to the sisters of Allah three things I love to do. After they said this, Angel Gabriel said, I will not be left behind. He came down. He said, I've heard. Me too. I love that I should guide servants of Allah that is lost. If I see a servant of Allah that is lost, I will want to guide him. I love poor people to see how they can get out of their problem. Angel Gabriel was saying, and he said, finally, for me to be hearing the word of Allah all the time is what makes me to be happy. Then Angel Gabriel, after he told them, he left. Suddenly they saw that he came back. He said, Allah said, I should also come and tell you. There are also three things that he too, he loves. And this is what we are coming to. Allah, he was telling them that he likes to see the tears of a sinful servant who is repenting, knowing that he has done something wrong before Allah, and he is weeping, Allah, forgive me. He said, this is tears, I love to see it. He said, my unrepentant servant that is sinning that he refuses to repent, for me to see him being punished appropriately, Allah said, I love it. He said, Wal Mutar, the one that is distressed, when he calls unto me, I love to answer him. So, Amman Yujibu Mutar. He is the one that answers the stress of the one that is calling him. That's why the ulama, they said, when the one that is calling Allah in distress, he says, nothing is between him and Allah. The one that has been oppressed, when he also calls unto Allah, nothing is between his call and Allah. Amman yujibu al-mutarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu as-su'a wa yaj'alukum khulafa' al-ard. Illahumma Allah qalilan ma tazakkarun. Definitely we have to go back and be thinking on ourselves alone. We have a lot to think and to thank Allah for. Not just when we sit down, we don't have this one, we don't have this one, we don't have that one. What of the things that Allah has given to us? How much have we been able to make use of it? When we are in distress, we call out to him, he answers. Now we have COVID-19. Allah lift it away from us. Where have she so are? Allah is the one that lifts evil. This evil, may Allah lift it on us. Not that after he has lifted it, you go back to something else. Let's stay with Allah. And وَاجَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. Look at it. If your great-grandfathers are still alive, and your great-grandfathers are still alive, and Allah did not cause them to move away for you to have space, we will still be riding on donkeys today. Because it's when Allah moves a particular people away that the new ones that come will have also a newer idea and face their challenge anew. That's why you find out that there is wisdom when the government, they say, when you work after the age of 60, retire. Let other people come into it and also bring their own new idea for the new generation that is coming, that they understand more than you. Only the knowledgeable people, they said, up to the end of their life, their knowledge is still valuable. If not, by the time somebody reaches the age of 70, he is more useful in telling you history and stories than going into research and doing anything useful. That's why people in government should try as much as possible to recruit people that are young to do the work. Not that you take an elderly person that is a spent wood and you bring him, that you want him to continue the work. Where are the young people? Even to lead, you need wisdom, not old age. All the prophets, when Allah sent them, they are sent at the age of 40. Which means our president, we should be targeting the age of 40. But the Prophet ﷺ, he even made it easier than that. He said, the one that I train at the age of 21, he's ready to go and lead anywhere. And he showed us an example. Look at Osama bin Zayd. Zayd was the freed slave of the Prophet ﷺ. Osama is the son from his marriage to Ummu Ayman al-Habashi. Ummu Ayman al-Habashi is the guardian of the Prophet ﷺ. It's a slave girl that he inherited and he freed. And he said, whoever wants to marry a lady from paradise married Baraka, Umm Aymana. This is freed slave Zayd married, and what came out of it is Usama. The Prophet was the one that brought Usama up from birth up to the age of 21. And by the time he was at the age of 21, to prove the point of the Prophet, he asked Usama to lead an expedition where Sayyidina Umar are a follower, and he was the leader. We should be able to train our children so that by the age of 21, if they are in the university or they are graduated from the university, they are ready to take position of leadership, because it's a position of responsibility. But if we do not train our children to be responsible, how can they act responsibly? And the first responsible thing to do is to tell them to be responsible to their mother. Then as they grow up, to be responsible to God, to learn what God says, to be responsible to the community, to be responsible to their father, and then you go out wherever you go out with them. So let us be grateful to Allah, who removes one generation and replaces it with another generation. People know that they are not going to live even up to 100 years, yet they are stealing and they are hoarding. Mm-hmm. What if they know that they are going to stay for 1,000 years? Mm-hmm. So may Allah make us to have time to think of ourselves, to think of the good things Allah has done for us, to be able to thank Allah. Wallahi, if everybody sit down and you think on yourself, you find out that Allah has given you more than you need, even for now. You have clothes in the box, you want other clothes because you see it for somebody. You have food that when you ate, someone was still on the plate, you didn't eat. Only people don't have enough to eat. Let us take and give to those people. Ha'ilahumma Allah, wallahi, there is no divine force apart from Allah. Qalilan ma tazakkarun, wallahi, little do we think. And thank Allah. May Allah make us to be able to make zikr a lot. To continuously praise Allah. And to thank Allah a lot.
أَمَّنْ يَهْدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ نُشُرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ تعالى الله عما يشركون
أمن يهديكم في ظلمات البر والبحر أمن يرسل الرياح نشرا بين يدي رحمته أإله مع الله تعالى الله عما يشركون الله تبارك وتعالى has left another book and he has come to another book. He talked to us about the whole creation of the firmament. He created it. And that specifically, the whole firmament is meant to serve our own house, the earth where we stay on. Then he comes to talk of our own self, living on earth. Don't we see the way we live on earth and make use of things, and when we are in distress, we call him? Now he is asking us. أَمَّنْ يَهَدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. We travel in the sea of water. We travel in the sea of the air. During the daytime, during the nighttime, we travel on earth in the daytime. We travel on earth in the nighttime. أَمَّنْ يَهَدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. In the night, who guides us when we are traveling? In the night, who guides us when we are traveling on land and on sea? أَمَّنْ يَهَدِيكُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. أَمَّنْ يُرْسِلُ الرِّيَاحَ نُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ. When there is going to be rain, Allah will warn us. He will send sweet wind. The wind will come, telling us that there will be rain. If we have things outside, we go and pack them. If we have things under the tree, we go and move it. If we are on a journey, quickly we cut it short. If we have to go somewhere, we do it before the rain comes. وَمَنْ يُرْسِلُ الْرِيَاحَ نُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ أَإِلَٰهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any divine force other than Allah behind all this? Ta'ala Allah umma yishrikun. Allah is sublime and far above what you associate with him. La ilaha illahu. There is none but him. Here, amman yahadikum fi zulmati al-barri wal-bahri. Go and ask those that travel in the sea. And go and ask those that travel in the plain. When it is night, some people quickly close the windows. They can't look outside out of fear. You are inside the sea, in the air, in the cloud. You are moving. You don't know where you are. The same thing when you are in the sea. A time will come, you look, everywhere is just the sea. You don't know where you are. And it's the human being that has this bravery of mind. He knows the danger he's putting himself through. But he's determined to carry out this journey. He goes into the plane, it goes into the sky, 13 kilometers, 11 kilometers inside the sky. The night comes, he's moving. What is he using to guide himself? Compass. Stars. Who put those stars there? The compass. Who made the magnetic knot for you to be able to even use it? If suddenly your compass loses the magnetic knot, if suddenly your plane loses the magnetic knot, where are you? You don't know where you are going again. The same thing at night. As you are moving in the night, you are going, if suddenly your light fails, and there is a road here, road there, road there, where are you going? Who is the one that guides you in all this? Who is the one that assisted you? Whether on sea, or on earth, or in the air? It's Allah. Who is the one that sent the wind to tell you that rain is coming? And you are happy, rejoicing. And then you get ready for it. Who is the one that tell you that as this rain is coming now, it's your own rain, it's not your own rain? It's Allah. Therefore, Allah is far above whatever associates with him.
أَمَّنْ يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ وَمَنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ قُلْ هَاتُوا بُرْهَانَكُمْ صادقين.
أمن يبدأ الخلق ثم يعيده ومن يرزقكم من السماء والأرض أإله مع الله قل هاتوا برهانكم إن كنتم صادقين. الله تبارك وتعالى, the sermon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم is supposed to give to the whole mankind from the beginning of his time to the end of his time, this is the end of it. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَعُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Look at this one that creates and renews the creation. أَمَّنْ يَرْزُقُكُمْ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And the one that feeds you and sustains you from the heavens and the earth. أَإِلَهٌ مَعَ اللَّهِ. Is there any divine force apart from him? If you think there is, call the Prophet, tell them, Hatu Burhanakumu in Kuntum Sadiqin. If in truth there is something, another divine force that you know that created all these things and linked them like this, or if anybody has ever come to the world and told you that I am the one that created the world and the one that made the rain to fall, and he has sustained this call, bring your proof. Hatu Burhanakumu in Kuntum Sadiqin. If indeed you are telling the truth. Here, Allah has told the Prophet, this is the end of your stay on the pulpit. Do they have an answer? أَمَّنْ يَبْدَعُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. They will deny that Allah cannot create us again. Allah is showing us every year he is the one that creates the maize. You plant it again, next year you see it come out. You plant it again, next year you see it come out. If you did something first, for you to redo it, is it easier or the first thing that you did? Everybody knows that the first time you do something, it is more difficult. After that, it becomes easy. To the extent that the Europeans, they said, practice makes perfect. When what you do all the time, you get used to doing it. Which means, if Allah created us, for him to bring us back and create us again after we have died is very easy for him. Every year we harvest our grains. we go ahead, we bury them like the same way we bury our human beings. We call it planting. After we bury it, then we see it come out again. The same way when we are buried, like plants are buried in the earth, the day that there will be rain of life, this is the rain of life of the grains. The day Allah will bring the rain of life for human beings, the human beings, say, Raham Kiyamun and Tashirun. The human beings that day are going to stand up, all of them, up, going back to God. So let us fear that there is a day. Here, let us think for a moment. If a human being was to be sent to a school like Ahmad Bedi University, and you are in the class with your peers, and the teacher is teaching you every day, and there is no exam, will you understand anything? You will understand nothing. If the exam has no purpose, will you be serious about it? You will not be serious. From the first day, your teacher will tell you as you enter the class, there will be what is called CA, continuous assessment. There will be sometimes an impromptu test. There will be some practicals to guide you in what we have taught you orally. And finally, there is going to be an exam and you will be graded. The best of you will be told. The one that failed will be told. In between that, there will be gradings. Then you start working hard. In this world, again, we are working hard. Who told you that there will be no, the result will not come out at the end of the day? We have to know that there is going to be result. When is that going, that result is going to come? On the day of judgment. That result is going to come. أَمَّنْ يَبْدَعُ الْخَلْقَ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. In the other place, just now he said, وَجَعَلَكُمْ خَلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ. That he makes you to replace another set of people. We see that the sun has not changed. The movement of the earth in its speed has not changed. The day and night has not changed. The examination Allah gave to the people of Anabi Musa, Anabi Shu'aibu, Anabi Lutu, Anabi Salihu, the same examination is still the one there. Then what has changed? We are the ones changing. So if you are to ask a lecturer, who is the best person to answer this? Since you have been teaching for the past 10 years, what has changed in your examination that you give to your students? Or you are to ask people that took WAEC 40 years ago and those that are taking WAEC now, has there been serious change in the syllabus? No. Has there been serious change in the exam itself? No. It's just you change the face, but the substance is still the same thing. The same thing, Allah is not changing any exam. It's still the same exam. But what is changing? It is those that are taking the exam that are changing. People that took it 40 years ago are not the ones that are taking the exam now. Students that you taught last year are not the students that you are teaching now. Students are changing, but the subjects you are teaching virtually remains the same. The same thing, if you already know the questions that your teacher is going to ask you, why should you not pass it? That's why an intelligent student will take past question paper, and as the teacher is teaching him, he is also trying to answer it. He knows these questions are going to be what the teacher is going to ask him at the end of the session. By the time he answers it very well, and he listens to the teacher very well, and he goes through the practical very well, believe me, he will come out with an A. The same thing. Let us study those that have passed. Let's study the Fir'auna, how he was hurted and he refused to accept the truth. Let's study Bilqis, the intelligent and beautiful lady, raising her skirt. Everybody saw how beautiful her leg is. Look at the answers to her questions, how intelligent she was. Look at the way she took decision, how intelligent. And yet, she succumbed when she saw the truth with Anabi Sulaiman. Let's also try to succumb whenever we see the truth. The examinations are the same thing. We are the only ones changing. We should not fail this exam. If anybody says it is not true, let him bring his proof. Hatu burhanakumu in kuntum sadiqin. Our time is up. So may Allah forgive all of us. From here, we see that the people that refuse to believe, they have nothing to answer after this. But they start bringing meaningless questions after this. And again, the Prophet will be given the answer to answer them. But these are the basic things that we need to know to conquer the whole world, to bring people's intelligence to the creatures of the firmament. to bring people's intelligence to the stability of this earth, to bring people's intelligence to our own selves, to bring people's intelligence to what we eat day and night. That is, we shouldn't go about changing the creation. We should go about studying it and using it properly. May Allah have mercy on us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our dead ones.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our ulama.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents. May Allah make this disease that is in the world now, may He take it away. He is the one that takes it away. When we ask Allah, we have to ask Allah with all our hearts. May Allah grant us that we ask Allah with all our hearts.
Amen.
And may Allah bless our children, bless our homes, bless our country. May Allah reward the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah reward all the past servants that have laid this land for us and make it easy for us. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم ملك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق الحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره يوم الدار العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.